If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
There's an old saying, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. At Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Services, we treasure Chicagoland, which is why we've put our heart and soul into keeping it clean for over 80 years. An American-built company, we specialize in removing and recycling refuse so that you can proudly call the Windy City home. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Services. Our trucks of green keep Chicagoland clean. For service, visit floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Hanley here for DraftKings.com. Start this football season by winning $2 million in week one at DraftKings.com. With 1 week fantasy at DraftKings, you can play when you want with the team you want. Just pick your contest, pick your team, pick up your winnings. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Go to DraftKings.com. Do it right now. Use that promo code Chicago and you will play for free for a shot at the $2 million top prize in the week one $10 million millionaire maker. Enter Chicago right now for your free entry at DraftKings.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Looking for quality auto parts for your vehicle? Shop one of the 102 Chicagoland O'Reilly Auto Parts stores. You'll find we have convenient locations, thousands of brand name products in stock, extended store hours, everyday low prices, and well-trained professional parts people. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Is the Bears fan source for breaking Bears news, the best Bears experts, and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon. It's 1 o'clock, and from the Score Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Authorities in the Buffalo area have postponed a grand jury probe in the case of Patrick Kane and his accuser. The feeling is that the postponement stems from settlement talks between the two sides. We'll keep you up to date on any further news as it becomes available. And remember, the Hawks open up their training camp 1 week from Friday in South Bend. The Cubs again face the Cardinals tonight in St. Louis. And Joe Maddon was on with Jason and Matt this past hour and updated us on Kyle Schwarber.
Walked into the batting tunnel and I just saw him finish his swing and I heard the contact. So listen, this guy's been wanting to go since the second day that we've kept him out. He's really, really close to playing. I would not be surprised if he's not able to pinch it tonight at least.
By the way, the Cubs schedule is out for next season, and they open up on the road in Anaheim against the Angels with their home opening series against Cincinnati. And the White Sox also open on the road at Oakland before coming home against Cleveland. And the Cubs and the White Sox back to that goofy 2-2 back-to-back series. The first two at U.S. Cellular, then the next 2 days at Wrigley Field. All those games in the month of July. Thursday Night Football is back, and it kicks off Thursday, September 17th on CBS and the NFL Network. The Denver Broncos kicking it off against the Kansas City Chiefs, both looking to jumpstart the season. Football starts here Thursday night on CBS and the NFL Network. This scoreboard update has been brought to you by ChicagoFootball.com, your hub for Bears coverage. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the radio home for Bear fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Thank you, Shu. Appreciate it, David. Smiling because our friend Ron Suber just walked into the room. Nice to see Ron.
Yeah, the newly retired Ron
Suber. How about it? He's getting his...
Yeah, we used to call him the black hand of death.
Yeah. I was unfamiliar with that, yeah, that moniker.
Yeah, he can make sure you got paid or didn't get paid.
He has been genuinely helpful, kind man in some difficult situations.
Awesome dude.
Thank you to Jeff Fritz, by the way, who also is here and helped set this thing up. Dave Miska is our outstanding engineer. Good to see you, David. Jay Zawoski, great job here. Nick Shepkowski back at the shop. Thank you so much. Brendan McCaffrey and Kevin Zipak also helped out. Our guest today, Joe Madden, the Cubs manager. Go find that at SpiegelandGolf.com if you missed it. And Antrell Roll, looking forward to talking with him. That was our first of the weekly Antrell Roll visits tomorrow.
Said he's going to be a fighting-ass team.
Yeah, he did, didn't
Whether
he?
You lose or you win, we're going to fight.
Got a little edge.
We'll see. Pernell McPhee, at least, you know.
I'm violent.
They'll fight.
Because I'm violent.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, as usual, Mike Florio. As usual, Steve Stone. And Boomer Esiason will be on in hour number one tomorrow on the show.
Yeah, and we want to thank everybody here at Hilton Indian Lakes, 250 West Schick Road in Bloomingdale. The Tito's Handmade Vodka Golf Outing and 19th Hole Party brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, America's original handmade vodka. And if you're wondering how great this place is, with 310 guest rooms and nearly 36,000 square feet of convention space, Indian Lakes Resort, 250 West Schick Road in Bloomingdale, is a perfect choice for meetings and leisure getaways. In addition to its 27 holes of terrific golf, this iconic property offers superb dining, two swimming pools, and a full-service spa. Call 630-529-0200. That's 630-529-0200 for reservations, or click IndianLakesResort.com. If it's after one and our show is over and we're winding down, it's time for these boys to fire it up. Our guys, Dan and Terry. What's up, fellas?
It's a cool place. We stayed there for a baseball tournament we had over 4th of July. Yeah, we had a really nice
time
there.
Is it wet right now?
I'm sure it's quite wet.
Is it quite wet right now? That's the question.
Yes, very wet.
Oh, my God.
Very wet. And a lot of... But, hey, the fellas had their roast beef sandwiches, their turkey sandwiches, a nice little snack pack.
You know, all these golf guys, man, they all have, like, really cool shorts, and they all have, like,
and
awesome...
great bags. Don't forget that. That's
great
what you
bags.
Want to tell
oh,
them.
No,
man, you got a great bag.
You see those you get in the sauna.
Good old. Great bag quality.
Great bag quality.
Their bags do hang a little lower as they get
just
older.
Tell them that. Just let them know as they go by. You tell them.
Some good calves on these men, too.
Tremendous calves with strength, but also... Weather apps, like everybody's like, "Hey, look at my radar!" No, check out my radar.
I got Mr. Radar sitting here. He's got a weather guy.
I was just looking at mine. Yes, and then there's you have to call your wife to make sure that she's got her car in the garage rather than out front, because hail. You never know if there's going to be hail.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I have my shovel ready.
Hey, I know a guy who had like $3,600 worth of hail damage on his hood.
On his wife.
It took him like on the back of her legs. And it took him
the front of her legs, unfortunately.
Her face. It took him like a month and a half to get his car back. Like, I didn't know hail damage was
bad. Yeah.
They got to bang out each dent, man.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't they just give you
No. That's what they did with me. They said when we brought ours in, when it happened a few years ago, right around this time of year, too, they said, no, we're not banging these out. You're getting a new hood and
a new
roof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a new hood.
But then it's not enough to cover the deductible, and it's all out of pocket anyway. So,
true.
They get you one way or another.
A lot of news in the last hour. Alshon Jeffrey, apparently people on text message referring to him as Alshon Rose, and making sure he's going to his meetings and graduation for week one.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and from the Bleacher Report from Jason Cole.
Yeah.
And the latest in the Patrick Kane story as well.
Well, and I talked to, after the news broke, I was trying to get some information from some lawyers here, and it does make sense. You know, I was curious about how something could go from criminal to civil to a civil settlement, because, you know, there's a possible criminal settlement also, but this would appear to be a civil settlement, and it's often in the best interest of prosecutors for a couple of reasons that I'm sure, as you guys have discussed, there's the whole re-victimization of the accuser, and a prosecutor ultimately, in trying to do justice, wants to the first and foremost do right by the victim. And if the victim chooses this path, it can save a lot of people a lot of aggravation, particularly if the DA also has political aspirations that could be messed up one way or another, either by pursuing the case, by not pursuing the case, by winning the case, by losing the case, that it might be the best for all parties concerned. And then the problem is that everyone is left to form their own judgments, the team, the league, fans, etc.
Well, the accused can deny it for the rest of his life if he'd like to.
Well, because there will be a confidentiality agreement as part of it.
Confidentiality clause. So the accused can deny it, and people can say she did it for the money. If they want to say that, they can do that, or they can say he's guilty and got away with it. They have to define it. And the Blackhawks may be left with the choice of having to define their relationship and not being able to go by the convenience. As awkward as it might be to say, the convenience of charges and a criminal finding, or the convenience of the league doing something. The Blackhawks are going to have to decide how they want to deal with this and what message they want to send their fans. They got to decide that very, very soon.
There's a trust issue going forward, too, and it would not surprise me one way or another if the Blackhawks have had it. If this is just not something, considering where they are, considering they have banked three cups away, that there is very, very real anger with him, no matter what the resolution expected or not. And it would not, based on what I hear, I don't know anything for certain, but nothing is off the table, regardless of how it ends. Nothing's off the table.
Let me ask you guys. So Kobe had already won the titles with Shaq when it went down with Kobe, right?
Yeah, but that wasn't a settlement, right?
That was a trial, wasn't it?
Yeah, he was exonerated.
Yeah,
this is a trial. This is more like Michael Jackson.
Because remember,
or Big Ben. See, Big Ben, there was a civil settlement. Yes,
I don't remember how that finished.
I think the casino one finished different than the Milledgeville bathroom case,
right?
If I'm not mistaken,
but I thought that, you know, we should look. But I know that a lot of Steelers fans believe their quarterback is guilty. You know, and live with
and
that.
And he's still
discomfort.
The Steelers quarterback.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct.
That's my thoughts, Terry.
So this organization, considering where they are and where they've come and how they like to be thought of, are they going to be willing to put up with that discomfort and get through it?
It's more than that. It's, do they trust him? Yeah. Do they trust
going
that nothing
forward
like this? There won't be another incident of some kind. And I think they don't want to live with that possibility.
It's a matter of them, if he is trustworthy, and they have been steaming about this and really kind of out of touch with him because of it. But I think you guys, would you trust him going forward? Do you want him on your team?
I couldn't.
So, I mean, I think when you have those issues with an organization that's supposedly one of the crown jewels of all the sports, that's a very difficult go then if you say, well, yeah, he's coming back.